Spring begins with a new song, courtesy of our songbirds. While many songbirds around this time of year are flying into the San Francisco Bay Area, there are some birds that decide to pack up and leave when spring rolls around, including one of our very own Bay Birds. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we take a look at the world of the ruby-crowned kinglet. Welcome to Bay Birds. The ruby-crowned kinglet is one of North America's smallest birds. Weighing in at around 7 grams, the ruby-crowned kinglet is just a little bit heavier than a quarter. With its small size, it's no surprise that it has a tiny wingspan as well, topping out at 7.5 inches. The kinglet shape is similar to our more common bush tits and chickadees, with a small rounded body and a long tail. Although its name seems to imply a flashy bird, its coloration is somewhat drab. Its dull olive-brown coloration is accented with white bars on their wings. Only males are endowed with anything ruby on their bodies, as males have a tuft of brilliantly colored red feathers on the tops of their heads. These tufts are usually concealed behind their more drab feathers until excited. One way to get the male excited is by the presence of a female. Like most birds, the warmer weather of spring and summer means breeding time. For a lot of songbirds found in the western part of North America, places like the San Francisco Bay Area are their final destination on their migratory journey in the spring. Unfortunately for spring and summer birders, the ruby-crowned kinglet won't be around the Bay Area much longer, as they are on their way north, towards their breeding grounds. The breeding grounds for the ruby-crowned kinglet are farther north, in the coniferous forests of Canada and Alaska. While most of their migration in spring is aimed at the far northern reaches of North America, some ruby-crowned kinglets will breed in the forests of the Sierra Nevadas during the summertime. Although the ruby-crowned kinglet is a very small bird, they are no stranger to heights. Occasionally building their nest 100 feet up a tree, these birds prefer stands of taller and older trees during their breeding season. Old-growth trees, because of their massive size, are prime resources for the logging industry, and the ruby-crowned kinglet has felt the devastating effects of logging. Since 1966, we have seen modest population declines of the ruby-crowned kinglet in North America. While logging and wildfires are a major cause for their decline, the western United States has experienced a slight increase in their population. One reason behind their rise in the West is their ability to handle human disturbance and habitat fragmentation. While their breeding season habitat might be the conifer forests of the Pacific Northwest, they can be found in a variety of wooded habitats across North America. Their ability to adapt to new habitats, especially in the winter, is one reason for their success in the West. While these birds find safety in wooded areas, they also find meals scurrying along the ground and in the foliage of the forest. While on the hunt for spiders and insects, these birds will hover around the foliage of trees to scrape the insects off the leaves, in a behavior known as gleaning. To catch a glimpse of the last of the ruby-crowned kinglets of the season, head down to the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary and look around the treetops of the willows, as well as in the trees down Bird Alley. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.